Franklin's Progress for Shadeep Sen. In school, we all knew where we belonged. We belonged to the pink bits on the map, the Commonwealth. Common. Wealth. It was our duty to share. British, of course, although everyone knew we weren't. At the Science Museum, I long for the old days when the brontosaurus herds moved through the landscape like middle-aged geisha girls, bulimic giraffes. These days, scientists tell us they do not exist. Their bones are labeled something else. I remember Dominion Day dances and the search for the Northwest Passage, my friend crying for plucky Franklin and his crew who were lost. No one knew where or how. No one thought to ask the local people. You see the English dilemma. Why ask anyone who lives on the land how to survive? These days, we all know the end of the story. Franklin's Passage didn't exist. His men found poison by their own tinned goods, frozen politely in their best English wool, queuing for spring. These days, my closest friends still belong to the bright pink bits we remember. Only the names have changed. We still live in a world worshipping science. And though the herds of brontosaurus do not exist, the Inuit do, and the once almost impossible Northwest Passage, with global warming, grows greater every year.